Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kindle and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't flirt with temptation, they flee from it. Let me say that again. Real men don't flirt with temptation, they flee from it. Now let me ask you a question this week on the check-in. When it comes to communicating with the opposite sex, are you being a flirt or just a fool? Ouch. Now, I'm sorry, man, but the Real Men Check-In is too short for me to beat around the bush, so I have to get right to the point. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, Joe, what in the world are you talking about, man? I love my wife. I don't flirt with other women, or at least not anymore. Then, well, let me ask you this. Do you have conversations with other women outside of your marriage? Well, Joe, yeah, duh. Yeah, of course I do. It's called being human, right? Yeah, I get that. So let me ask you in a different way, in a different context. Now, follow me. If you're not flirting with women, then when you communicate with women other than your wife, are you being foolish? See, Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice." Now, Proverbs 19:20-21 says, "Listen to advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom in the future. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." So before you shout me down, please listen as I share some biblical advice with you about communicating with the opposite sex. Trust me, I've been taught by the best and I've learned from the worst. Now I know better. And as the saying goes, once you know better, you should do better. And as men, as husbands, we can be better. Even if this message isn't for you, at least hear me out as I share with you some do's and don'ts when it comes to communicating with women outside of your marriage. First, let's look at three don'ts, okay? One, don't ever complain to another woman about your wife or let them complain to you about their husband, their man, their boo, their bae, snookums, whoever. Now, why? Because when you do, one, you're dishonoring your wife when you complain about her to other women. And two, because she didn't give you permission to do it. Ephesians 5:33 says, "Let each one of you love his wife as himself and let the wife see that she respects her husband." In other words, if you want your wife to respect you, you have to respect and protect her dignity. So don't dishonor her by talking negatively about her behind her back. And please don't let another woman complain about her man to you unless he's given her permission for his accountability. Because if she does this without his consent, then she's disrespecting him, something you wouldn't want your wife to do to you. Does that make any sense? Now, here's the second don't. Stay away from topics about sex, secrets, and struggles. I'm talking about yours, theirs, and your spouse. Why? One, because it's none of their business. These are intimate subjects that should stay between you and your wife, and possibly another brother or two who are mature in Christ. And two, when you talk about these intimate topics with another woman, you're dishonoring your wife. Hebrews 13:4 says, "Let the marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous." Now, this isn't just referring to sex and cheating. It's referring to you breaking the trust and intimacy that's taking years for you to build in your marriage. So don't be cavalier in your conversation with other women. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." The scripture says gives grace to a woman who hears, not arousal, curiosity, or envy. And the third don't, never meet with a woman in private settings, especially online. Keep it public so other eyes can see you. Personally, I network and meet a lot of people, mostly men, but occasionally women. But I know that the enemy, Satan, operates best in secrecy. So I keep my meetings in public view. And if for some reason when you can't keep it public, I'll address what you can do in a minute when we get to the do's. But for now, use wisdom. Paul wrote in Ephesians 5:8, "For at one time you were darkness, but you are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Men always tell me, "But Joe, I'm only trying to help her, comfort her, give her advice." Yeah, man, I get that. But whatever you're giving that is helpful, you never have to hide it. so keep it in the open. Now, what can you or should you do when conversing with women outside of your marriage? Here are three do's for you. One, always mention and talk about your wife favorably. Why? One, it honors her. There's that word again, honor. Not only does it honor your wife, it also sets up healthy boundaries and shoots off what I call safety flares that keep other women from falling into temptation. Now, I know there are some women out there who could care less about how happy you are in your marriage, but if you heed the don'ts I mentioned earlier and you do the do's I'm discussing now, you'll increase your chances of staying safe and protecting your marriage. Now, secondly, here's another do. If at all possible, invite your wife into the conversation. Especially if the woman you're talking to is going through a crisis. Ask her, would it be okay for your wife to be part of the conversation? Talk to her instead of you, or maybe meet with the both of you. Now, that may not always be possible, but at least ask or suggest it. In Ecclesiastes 4, 12, and 13, it says that one can be overpowered, but two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands are not quickly broken. So look at your wife as being added reinforcement, because it's better to be safe than sorry, right? And here's the third do. Tell your wife or at least another brother in Christ about your conversations with other women. And I don't care how small or trivial you think the conversation was. Why? Because this holds you accountable to your wife and another man. See, the quickest way to erode the trust in your marriage is to keep secrets from your wife. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. See, I never intended to cheat on my ex-wife, but secret conversations eventually evolved into frequent conversations. And frequent conversations led to detailed conversations about my life, my wife, and our issues. And then detailed conversations led to the destruction of our trust and the eventual destruction of our marriage. Now, I'm not saying this will happen to you, but I'm saying it doesn't have to happen to you if you use wisdom and discernment. See, if conversing, chatting, counseling, or comforting other women makes your wife uncomfortable, then it should make you uncomfortable because you're one flesh. Now, don't call her crazy. Instead, ask yourself, why are you more concerned about how other women feel than how your wife feels? So try to honor her in everything that you do, especially when it comes to talking to other women. And I promise you, God will honor and bless you in everything you do. Because only foolish men flirt. But real men, we don't flirt with temptation. We flee from it. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. Now, if you found it helpful, please share this episode with others, especially other men you know are struggling with this issue and conversing with women outside of their marriage. And guys, don't miss our regular weekly episodes and our interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We have also a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And if you could, please do us a huge favor. Take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's quick and it's simple, but it's very beneficial to our podcast. It's the best way to help us move up in the rankings and grow the podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com reminding you, we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.